ends now.
Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over.
Yo, Zimbabwe, what's up?
Right, cousin Louis La La and the Queen Dre, and we are
right. So today we are joined by
your mic,
today we're joined by. So listen, if you're a radio person and you listen to Star FM Zugdudaro, you know King of Mexico. Yes, thank you. So King of Moxica is in the building. The Moxinator. Yes. You're in the process of being moxinated.
Oh, man.
Yes. We have him up in the building. How are you, Mox?
I'm all right. 100. 100. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
I'm good.
And then when he opens his mouth.
You know what I'm saying?
He's okay.
You guys, slow down on that.
What's up, how are you doing?
I'm all right, 100. How are you doing?
We are doing fantastic. I'm personally, guys, I don't know, my life is just like, I know there's like a bottle of, and I'm just
feeling
like, shit. I feel so good. Okay.
I'm waking up every day. That's a lot. So, like, that's everything.
Wait, that's enough.
That's everything. Like, what more do you want from me?
So, what did you guys get up to
this
weekend?
This past weekend, I was.
I saw your status.
What was
it? Complaining
about
something.
What?
You're complaining about something.
I was complaining about being at home.
Yeah.
So you already know what's up.
Yeah, I know what's up.
I was just, besides being high, I was at home, pretty much.
All right.
You look at me like, okay. Like you said something, but like, okay.
I'm like,
what did you do?
I was up and about.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was mostly gigs. Just a draw and then my sister's getting married.
Mm.
So I went to traditional marriage, you know, mm-hmm. type thing. So, Gloria, I want my money.
Yeah.
Gloria Guatiza, I want my money. I want my cut.
Did you guys overcharge?
We let him off easy. I think we let him off easy.
What's letting him off easy?
I think it was more of this, welcome to the family. Welcome, karma, you know, something.
The voice.
Oopsie. Are you from
Rushinga? No, I'm from Rushinga. Rushinga. Mount Dao. Yes, Mash Central. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't play. Actually, we're cooler that side. We don't charge hectic like that.
I don't know. Just here, like, guys, in my culture.
Yeah.
What did I do this weekend? I was at home, I think.
Really? Doing what? Are you ever at home?
On Saturday, I got my chicken out. So
I was bad.
And I wanted to go to Jacaranda Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And I just had to cancel. Oh my gosh.
Apparently it was amazing. Apparently it was amazing.
She couldn't talk really.
Apparently it was amazing.
I had to talk. It was too much pain.
It was too much pain.
So I just spent like an afternoon chilling.
And on a sad note, your dear cousin was involved in an accident. Yeah, on the weekend. So I was driving my cousin's car and this guy, right, we're on the robots, on traffic lights. I don't have a license, that's the thing. Okay, so I was driving my cousin's car, right? And I'm crossing the traffic lights and this guy just comes in, right? Hits me, reverses, runs away, just like that. Hit and run, yes.
He
wasn't the wrong. Yeah, because I think you thought you could beat the traffic lights, yeah, but you couldn't, and I was already.
Also, because you had no idea, I was
playing
this.
Yeah, then it was just like, god damn, and yeah, he hit me, busted my leg, and.
Are you okay though? But you look okay.
Yes.
I just
like, you know, dislocated my knee, yeah, but it's good. I can walk. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't gonna, but yeah. Yeah. So good. And also, I have a new girl.
Whoa. Yeah.
Stop. What was there ever an old girl? Is my question. Like, what do you mean?
Good question.
What do you mean?
New girl.
Yeah, so you guys, God, I am not gay. What the fuck? Like, okay, I am not gay. Right? Coco is a friend, and Coco and I, we're not talking anymore.
You just did yourself, because no one talked about being gay.
He tried to kiss me, and I was like, hey, bro, nah, I'm not like that.
You don't play for that team.
Anyway, guys, this guy doesn't... Nah, it's because this guy doesn't know where he is sexually.
No, I do know.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Shut up. No, you don't. No, he doesn't. He doesn't know. So... Exactly, like, we need to discuss on another day his whole sexuality. From the bass to the trumpet to the land, like, everything.
Oh, you guys, I grew up in a community where, you know, gay people, straight people, we just, you know, pretty much the same. So I don't really mind being in the same room.
Where did you grow up?
You guys, I have been in Zimbabwe for, like, what, 7 years on and off right now. Yeah, I grew up in England, Derby.
So you grew up in England, guys.
Okay, we'll let that slide just for today. But anyways, withdrawal. Yes, yeah. Are you moxinating me? What are you doing? I don't know where this is going anymore. Like, I was asking a simple question.
Withdrawals. Oh my gosh.
Cause do you know what I ask? Cause every time people are like, why do you make that sound? And then I was like, guys, like, I feel like it's a, like, who doesn't think of like, you know what I'm saying?
Right here, me and my followers. If you don't think about this shit, nah.
Diani.
What done you done ta?
Yeah. I love that guy. Yeah. I love that guy. I literally love that guy. Windsor. Sky Child to the maximum. You see, I'm a fan. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, who's this?
Oh man, I got it in my phone. I love that guy.
What are we talking about?
This is the things I can't play on radio. I love it.
Anyway, guys, I don't know. Brian K.
I heard about that yesterday, I think. Yeah.
You said
a message yesterday. All right, what was that?
You know what I'm saying? But apparently he said it was beyond his control. That's what he said.
I think the only one cash.
No, it was big. I actually have the 411. Apparently. Yeah. The people were supposed to provide stage equipment and stuff like that, stage equipment and stuff. They, last minute, they say, oh, we don't have diesel. We can't make it. So you can imagine how unprofessional and what a letdown that was. It wasn't even his fault. He hired these guys and they just didn't make it happen on the day.
Imagine how many other artists that are going through such things.
Yeah, you know.
It's crazy.
Imagine that.
Shy, let's
forget
it. Let's think about
it. It's like you go out, buy drinks, and then.
Oh, all right. I'll be honest. What was that? Who are you talking about?
He's in. Just, you know what? Even if I want to tell you guys. You know what? It's okay. Just sit it out.
But yeah, so that. And also, a martial launch, like.
Yeah, I saw that today, this morning. Yeah, she was saying her whole history and everything. Well, she is a diva. She's dramatic. Like, if you ask me, she's involved with, cannot Beyonce, but like, She's just that dramatic. She's just a dramatic being as an artist.
No, she's not. She's not. Shout out to Amara.
No, I love you, sis. I mean, as an artist, that's what I mean. I don't mean like personally. Like, I don't know where she should do that. You know what I mean? Exactly. So to us, if you're a diva, I'm gonna call you how I see it. Like. But she's, wait, but what, define opening up. She's not really opening up. She's just giving like a low-key background info. No, but like, that's not opening up. Well, okay, I knew his dead mom was Chione, so I knew her dad's name. Like, everybody knows that. I do know her mom's name, though. I didn't know that. But
did
my...
You know that she lost her mom, her dad, her stepmom.
I know they all did. I know they all did.
Right, you guys, you know, this girl lost everything. And when she lost her dad, you know how much money she had in her pocket? $20 in her pocket. I wouldn't know, but I think it was US. But she had 20 bucks in her pocket, and she started from that. And where she is right now, I would say, you know, I applaud you every day, my sister, and you've really worked hard, yeah? And I'm proud of you, because not a lot of women can pick themselves up from there.
Oopsie. Listen.
Even if she's trying to be a diva, I think she deserves that moment. That's what I'm trying to say.
Moving on. Casper and Prince KP are coming. You guys, have you heard anything about the festival in December?
What festival are you talking about? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, You can't even buy people tickets or whatever.
Well, I guess it's the times and stuff, yeah. And, you know, I think with the cholera outbreak, that was the reason why a lot of the concerts got canceled. Prince KB and Casper, it's guaranteed it's going to happen. I think on the 10th of November it's going down, so it's looking good for that one. So, and I think I'm also hopefully going to be part of that one, so... So nothing's yet in ink, so once it's in ink, I'll probably make the announcement, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know, because, you know, it's very heartbreaking for you to
anticipate
something, and just before the orgasm,
and then
he
comes.
Just
crashes,
you're like,
and
then he comes.
Then he
comes.
Hold on.
Then he withdraws.
Exactly.
Yeah, like it's
just before the finish line.
Just when you're about to get there, Shim. Mm-hmm.
So here's what to look forward to if you are in Mashingo. There's Great Dyke Arts and Culture Festival, and there's going to be stand-up comedy with Chime Chimshini and Esme Jemtabisi. And this is happening on the 12th of October 2018 from 2:30 PM at the Yar FM Radio Park. So if you are in Gweru or Vishalane or Mashingo, just pull up and, you know, have fun with those guys. There's also very interesting something that I'm looking at here. It's called Come Exposed Converge. And this is Zimbabwe's ultimate fan and geek culture event, where their guests like Jonathan Siemens, who's the dragon lead animator of Game of Thrones, Rui Kaza, the graphic designer at Visuals by Rui, and Will Jarabaza, the FX artist for Thor Ragnarok. So this is definitely something for us.
Louis is about to just like relax.
Yeah, when I saw this, I was like, oh my god.
Yes.
So yeah. Yeah, this is happening at Reps Theatre on the 13th of October from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. General entry is going for $5, and the tournament is $3. The after party is $10. So guys, let's just go in. Make sure you watch Venom before you come, because if you don't...
Wait, is Venom a Marvel movie? Is
yes,
it a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Venom's out?
Yes, it's
yeah,
out.
Oh man!
Wait, so which superhero is this now?
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Huh? This is literally a brand new superhero.
Well, guys, so Venom is the one that Eminem did the soundtrack to, right?
Yeah. I checked it out. Yeah, I did.
Oh my God! Like, what's happening?
All right. I see you.
Yeah. There's also a Zim Dato Gala in Dubai featuring Toki Vibes, Enzo Aisha, Levels, and hosted by Madam Boss. The venue is to be announced, and the date is Friday, 26 October. Advanced tickets are going for 100 AED. Is that dollars? Mom, we know Dubai. Yeah, so it's starting from 6 p.m. today. So just, you know, follow this guy on social media to find out what they're doing.
What did you say, Mox? He says it unaza mwana wewe anenge aona like people do shit. Yo sho phones gomba. Diana on hotel rapper side. What did you? Mana.
It's Arabian what? AED? Probably, I don't know, Arabian euro or dollar, I don't know.
Don't lie to us. Please. I don't know
what it is.
We don't appreciate your lies.
Cousin Louis may have something on this.
Yeah. And this is more of a charity event, guys. It's happening on the 12th of October at the Lennox Sports Club, starting at 9 p.m. And it's a CEO eat out. So CEOs are making food for homeless people. And yeah, so go there and, you know, just give back to the community.
Some of the
years. Oh, snap. I actually got invited to that event. Someone invited me, but I forgot.
Yeah.
I think we're in the same group. We are? No, I remember someone invited me. Remember?
Yeah.
Rilala? Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
Oh, exactly. You invited me. Because we also have our own Feeding the Homeless enchilada. So. Oh, right, fantastic. Thank you for reminding me, because I wasn't going anyway. But now I'm actually going.
There's also something called Good Food Festival at the Harare Botanical Gardens on the 20th of October from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there are live events on stage that are Tandrame Kitare, Blessing Chimanga, Tammy, and Salem Mo. There's going to be cooking demos and chef's challenges, seed fairs, a food court, and kids zone, and stuff like that. Freecom is going to be transporting people from Namibia Ivecos, from 4th Street, from Construction House, and Leopold to Tapavira Street, and it's only $1 for you to get in. So go to TOFZIM, which is TOFFZIM on Facebook, or HarareFoodFestival@gmail.com with all your inquiries. That is it for me, ladies and gentlemen. Let's...
Right, heard that? Free combi is not 75 cents, so you guys are good. You guys are good.
It's okay.
Every time. Why? No, but I see your vision. But not sober. Much booty. Are you agreeing? Do you know what? Every time you're always honest, be like, no, sober. Today you've joined me.
That's some BS right there, you know.
What's some BS?
That song.
How is it some BS? How is it some BS?
Nah, you can't do nothing to that song.
Says who? Says who?
That's me right there. Me. Put Tank Savage. It's over.
The tank is the one.
I will not
tank
be is found the one. For many days.
But listen, this has said it can already sober Shubude.
Huh?
If you sober, fuck the song don't work.
Even if you're drunk, you're high.
If you're high, it works.
What we're doing while we're high, it's not right. Don't you
if
have?
If we're high, it works.
You know when you screw up your inner voice and it's gone because you're drunk. And then you still have another voice that kind of like, it's like, you know, you managed to shoot the police. So now
you are overthinking this, like, way
off. The FBI of your thoughts. And it comes to tell you that you're facing indictment over the things that you're doing right now. Because.
Okay, why? Why are you saying nothing can happen with that song?
I tried to imagine it while you guys were talking about it. I was like, what kind? What kind of nonsense?
I'm sure it's just like these girls. Who are they fucking?
What kind of nonsense is this?
Hi.
We don't do that here.
They don't work. This is not my Rufus. Nah, I'll drain you. I'll do it. Louis, stop. He's trying to touch me. Stop trying to touch me. Stop it.
Whoa, what's going on here?
I don't know. Like, Coco still loves you. Coco still loves you.
Coco like no HR or something here.
Coco still loves you.
Hello, is anyone out there?
But yeah. But yeah, no. Dre will experiment with the song. Well, no, I wouldn't mind. But like... Undi number.
Whoa, anyway, whoa, no, I'm just asking.
It's okay.
What about it?
Let
okay.
it go.
You're not lost, man. You're not exactly what you think.
Exactly, right?
No, that's no. Oh, but yeah, no. You heard right. You heard right. You heard right. Okay. You heard right.
All right.
So today, guys, we're talking about what is the right time to start drinking? Generally,
4 a.m.
What? Okay. What do you mean? Do you mean age-wise? Do you mean time-wise? Like, what do you mean?
<'Cause>... Time-wise. Oh my God. Who gives a fuck when you start drinking?
No, like, that's what I asked.
I mean, time isn't daytime. What is the correct time? During the week? At the weekend?
I think it's a relative term. I mean, I think it depends. Like, okay, for example, if alcohol is your vibe, honestly, I feel like any time is tea time. You know what I mean? And then there's some people who then like, they like only drink per weekend because, you know, they're with other people. They need that like hype of influence. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think it really just depends on how you take it and yeah, how you operate with your poison. Cause I feel like the same way each body is a different, so are people in there. Decision of poison. So I don't know. I think it's a relative term.
From my end. Oh, well, right age, I'll think, you know, for me.
When did you start drinking, man?
I started stealing.
When did you start drinking age-wise?
Age-wise. Well, obviously, we're stealing sips and stuff from 15 there, bro. You know?
Oh, hey,
yeah,
15. That was late, bro.
15. Yeah, this one started stealing sips and stuff, but you know what?
You're a good child.
Pretty much.
I feel like you didn't turn out to be the good man, though.
I'm not.
See, I told you.
I'm not that bad.
I told you.
I'm not that bad, in the words of Bob. Yeah, you weren't that bad.
I wasn't that bad.
But I mean, yeah, there was so much going on. And I think, yeah, for age, I think just to avoid a situation where, you know, you end up in that whole realm of alcohol abuse,
mm-hmm.
18, I'll be honest. That's just me. I've seen what it does.
But what? Listen, why 18? Because I feel like a lot of people say 18 to a lot of things, but I feel like people forget that as much as we may all be 18, mm-hmm. the way we think is different.
It's different. Everybody.
The environment I'm around is different.
It's different.
So why 18? Yeah. Like, in terms of what makes you think that, isn't you said avoiding a whole lot of, what did you talk about?
Alcohol abuse.
Exactly. Like, what makes you think at 18, if I start drinking 18, I'm still not going to get into that?
You know, I mean, if you got 24 hours to live, mm-hmm. do you want to have cut off time at 12 noon or 12 midnight? So I'm just saying, how about we just postpone this a little later? Mm-hmm. But look, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And as for like time, I think I'm a little worried when I see a guy on a Tuesday afternoon picking up a bottle. I'm worried.
Why?
Well, maybe because of the grind culture I come from. You know, you can't be party. Chill don't pay the bill, so you gotta be on your grind every single day. Yeah. Well, if you made it, you're done, and you know, your life is kosher. Hey, good, do your thing.
But you do realize some people do their most best things when they're not sober. Yeah. Just, you know.
I do, and that is the most worrying trend ever. You know, there are people I know who could never lift the mic and perform
unless they
had a little something. So some little bit.
You can say it. It's okay. We're not gonna kill you. Say it after me. Say weed. We come on, say it. We okay, Kush. Okay, let's say Kush. Kush. Is Kush better?
Kush.
Yes.
Cushion. Of which you ladies have lots of them, so that's why.
You know, but what I'm getting is giving people consent to I'm guessing that's just about the time he ended up in high school.
Yeah.
And because you don't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the amount of drinking you can do when you don't have anything to do?
Can I testify? Mm-hmm. I'm literally a testimony. Mm-hmm. I started drinking in upper six towards the end of the year. If I'm to tell you the amount of alcohol I drank, my O break, I think up to like, I mean A break, sorry. I think up to like, I think I started smoking weed after I got my result. So yeah, my point is that in that year, like in that girl, it's so like what you're saying is so true. You can, cause you have nothing else to do. So you guys are just constantly like getting each other all together, chilling, and you're getting lit. So it's crazy.
I feel like that's a very dangerous time. That's
true.
I'd
a lot of things. Wow.
You either start the only of or you start off with college. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not poor. You know, I have to wake up in the morning. It's different from, oh shit, I'm doing the same shit I was doing yesterday, which is nothing. So I have a leeway for me to drink. And that's what starts drug abuse.
That's true.
But when you know that you have to be in class, you've got assignments, you've got exams, that sort of robs you in to do the right thing.
Do you know what we used to call the O-level holiday? Pengaudzoki. So you can imagine to someone.
Like go haywire, but come back.
At O level, you know, it's no different. A break, O level break, those holidays, it's
true.
Just the same.
Mm.
But, and the worst thing about the O break is that you're young, wild, and full of fun. So anything, listen, you know, A level, something has exasperated you. Something, I don't know what happens. A level has some sort of, I don't know, maybe it's in the food. I don't know what they give us, but there is some tranquilizing agent that makes you behave a little less crazier, or maybe actually
I think it depends where you learn.
Yeah, I think
where you're learning, because I will tell you this, I didn't go out as much when I was on my O break compared to A break. Why? Because I learned at a school, I was in Mutare Girls High, so most of my friends that were in Harare, they didn't go out. They hadn't started that vibe yet. So, you know, so like I didn't go out as much because I didn't really have people to go out with.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to Westridge for A-level. Now I was a day scholar. So now my social life made more sense for me to start going out more. So, but I get what you mean, though.
I mean, I do. Maybe it works the reverse on other people. I think those are the side effects. You know, it's like, you know, the strain and, you know, trying to inject. And then you got that one person who is immune to the entire virus. So you try to get his blood. And then the other guy, he's reacting differently. He's turning into a monster. The other person's melting right there.
So you watch a lot of movies. Clearly.
Did you see my reaction when he said Venom is out? I was like, yes! Tom Hardy, yeah! I do. I love movies. I just grew up on a lot of TV. And a lot of crazy and a lot of... I'd my friends next door, so you know. I don't want to convince. She could. I don't know. Someone could. I got a lot of snitches around me, cousins and brothers, who just say, "Yeah, listen to what she said." But yeah, you know, I did try weed though. Oh my gosh. Okay, I didn't try as such. I did. But look, the point is.
Like what? You know what? The more you deny it, the more it's obvious.
But you know, it was a very crazy time in my little. I mean, I was like, oh, what is this? But
you know, your facial expression.
But like I said, you know, you got that FBI that comes in and says, "Listen,
relax yourself.
This is going downhill." 158 miles an hour. And there is no bridge, my brother.
There's no coming back.
There is no coming back. We got we got to come back somehow. Let's hook this car. Okay, my brother. Let's do it. I cried. I cried. And I felt
are you
like,
an emotional drunk?
Huh?
Are you an emotional drunk?
I'll talk a lot, you know. And that time.
Emotional talk or you're just blabbering?
No, I'm blatant. I begin telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Saga, truth isn't like stored truth.
Yes, unfortunately. Ish,
yeah,
I have
people
a lot
like you. We're not partying together. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's worse like when it's like old stuff, like white.
So yeah, exactly. When you start, it's really bad if I'm bringing out the old stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that bad.
Yeah.
But the one time I literally cried and I asked the guys to call the ambulance because I felt like my soul was leaving me.
Wait, were you high or drunk? Yeah, that makes okay. So much sense.
I'll confess, it was both.
It was that bad. Yeah, rocked it.
That's when I realized how bad these things are. You know, you don't need someone to actually tell you these things are bad. And I was like, yeah. Get him away from me. I remember this.
Oh. I think that's the concept that parents miss. Like, sometimes you just need to let me experience it. So I realize that it ain't shit.
Yeah, and I guess the only worry they have is that, you know, at some point you kind of
like it or
completely go crazy or haywire,
yeah.
Which there are enough cases you can look at. I mean, you know about that smart kid back in high school, Bible clutching, Bible bashing, and everything.
And then after high school.
You know, Lala, you know, you need to return to God. God loves you. And then they just all of a sudden have that one girl who touches them in the right place.
And then it's over.
And they take a drink on the right night. And
it's over.
It's just over.
It's over.
Next thing is like, what happened to you? Listen, God loves everyone. Woo!
God knows my heart.
My guy, get down from the speaker. Put on your shirt. What's going on?
And you know what? That's not actually true. Because I started drinking and smoking and everything and form three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause I was the only black kid in the class, right? So I was trying to impress the white kids, so I just did it and all that. And, you know...
I'm composing myself.
Oh, all right, guys, listen.
I don't know why.
We love you. It's okay.
I'm crazy.
No, wait. Like, no, this was like an old boys school, so, yeah. I'm trying to fit in. And I've been raised by a single mother. She told me, if I ever see you with a cigarette, anything, I will smack you. And I knew my mom would actually do that. And man, from three, we started drinking, smoking. From four, I was actually introducing others to smoking, drinking. Lower six, upper six. God damn, I was the king.
No,
you know what I'm saying? And right now...
No one can touch you.
Can I live without alcohol? I can't.
You can't. Live
I can't.
Without it.
I can't live without it. No. No.
Hi, my name is Louis.
Louis, such questions.
And I'm an alcoholic.
He's never gonna. Hi, he's Louis. Not gonna tell you an honest opinion because he's always trying to deny shit. It's like I'm done trying to ask you if you're an alcoholic or not because.
I drink. That's it. I drink alcohol. That's it. That's just it.
Room full of liquor and you're dabbing it.
Right. So basically, I drink every day, but mostly wine just to, you know.
Just to get the monkey off your back.
Exactly. Exactly. But
Mark, your statements are concerning. Why? Is this what's going on here? I don't trust you.
He's like Blade. You know, Blade is supposed to drink blood because he's a vampire, but, you know, he's like half
half, he's like the daywalker. He's like half vampire.
Exactly.
Half
like, you know, you're just trying to keep it inside.
He's just trying keep to keep
a little
it inside.
Animal so inside. A, like,
certain, you
hold
know,
it in. That's it. And, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There's a full moon.
Again, okay, what's the actual question? Like I asked, are we talking about age or we're talking about... I know, but like I'm still trying to base this.
For me, time would be Thursday after 5. I think I would say if you want to drink, drink. So I'll make a sense. And then up until Sunday afternoon. Not Sunday night. How the hell are you going to make the presentation? You got Monday. Do you know how powerful Monday is?
Yeah.
Monday has destroyed marriages. The hell? You got to respect Monday.
Wait. Hola.
You don't understand Monday. Monday is so powerful that you can say things to your spouse. You can say things to your girl. You can break up on a Monday, baby. Not a Saturday, not a Friday. Friday and Saturday, you're still processing everything. And then you decide to just go crazy and have a fling because you broke up on Monday. Monday is dangerous. Monday is like, you know, that general from, whatchamacallit, from Avatar. And he will say, listen.
For everything to...
Yeah, I just see the character. Oh yeah. All right, let me come back. Agent Smith. Yeah, Monday is like Agent Smith. All of a sudden, you're waking up, you're blurry. It's 7 o'clock and you're supposed to be at work by 8. And he goes like, Mr. Anderson. It's like
you should try comedy. For real.
Like, no, I'm not going to embarrass myself before the people.
But
absolutely
that's comedy.
Not. There are other ways to make. I'd rather go the Randy Orton or the John Cena route. Put on an underwear and go and wrestle like every normal person does.
Just finesse someone.
Always go.
Alright guys, yeah, wrap it up.
And the trumpets they go. And the trumpets they go. Yeah, the trumpets they go.
You know, trumpet meant a whole different thing back in high school. Like, when you threw up, that was the trumpet. That's what it's a trumpet.
But isn't it like the same thing even now?
No, it's a little... There's another word for it. I don't know what it is.
Oh. Another word for what, exactly? Wait, what are we calling trumpet in the first place? Like, that's why I like asking, because Nini, I have other thoughts in my head.
The trumpet. I just got it.
What?
But I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Guys, you're in a club, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in a big club. Mm-hmm. And you know how people usually go in two. People don't usually go in one.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, this one girl who's drunk and like she came to Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Jonah by 17, man, my girl,
mm-hmm.
she was drunk or whatever. And it so happens that she dumped for people,
mm-hmm.
guys,
mm-hmm.
one guy,
mm-hmm.
the next,
mm-hmm.
and then one after that,
mm-hmm.
and so on, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a cut off point before we like? Or it's okay for a ridiculously drunk girl to dance with a lot of guys in the club and still maintain the same
bikinis? I don't know. I think for me, first of all, the fact that Rumba, I feel like a lot of rules are kicked out the door. Do you know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense.
I think I do understand what you're saying.
No,
so,
it's like...
Who's keeping track?
No, listen. in the club. And if we're now saying, okay, one girl per guy, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, even if we're going to look at the history of, like, clubbing, like, these were places where people went to do things they're not meant to do. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like already that kind of cancels out rules. So I feel like it doesn't really make sense for us to be. And also, she's fucking drunk, guys. Okay? Like, she's sloshed. She probably doesn't remember half of your faces who she's dancing with.
Like, all she wants is a mama.
Exactly. So, and it's just, and it's dancing. So I think for me, for us to honestly want to judge this girl,
but this thing happens.
True.
There are people who start giving her the sight, I am moving away from her. Like,
I get it. Like, I've been that girl before. But exactly. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't know. I feel like, I don't know.
But you know, I feel like, I don't know why I'm using this because you say it all the time. Let me just say, I think.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
I think that, you know, for a lot of the scenarios, what happens is when you're in a social scene,
mm-hmm.
where guys and girls meet and mix and mingle, whatever, guys take the food slowly to girls, right? And I think, especially when they're drinking, part of their moral compass is to come to use.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget that these girls that they're having fun with are actually women.
Mm-hmm.
Respectable people out there, and they're just literally came to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you find people groping you or trying to dance with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not even that drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So which begs the question, why am I was sloshed?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have the opportunity to do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to make because I'm still okay and you think you can win, or what is happening? So I actually think that for a lot of guys, it's a victory lap.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, there's one guy who's like, I'm going home with her.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no respect that we attach to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, it's something that's uncouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's dancing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, for the record, I just want to say, and please don't get this the wrong way, but Harare...
You know what I'm saying?
Harare can be the worst place to try to club sometimes. It can be the worst. The best place to ever light it up for me...
Loyo.
Skies, baby.
Amen, brother.
I still have FOMO for that. I haven't played in blue.
I would right now.
I've had opportunities, but I haven't done it yet.
You need to go and party in Skies.
Like, you're looking at me with that begging face. Like, you've got to.
Please. Literally, I'm begging you. If you can't do Sky, if you get the opportunity to do Joburg or whatever, just go. The people party.
Mm-hmm. Why are you saying Harare can be the worst place to party?
Everybody's
sometimes?
Like, you know, a chick comes around, she's dancing, and then all the other guys are now looking at her like a bunch of pervs holding their,
that's
their
true.
Drinks.
It's so irritating. It's so annoying.
They want to talk. It's just ridiculous. Like,
it's ridiculous.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And you know, you're not even dancing.
Have you ever watched Animal Channel or whatever? You know when there's a prey?
Yeah.
And like all the animals will start circling around, getting closer.
Exactly.
Literally, that's what happens.
And like all the other girls are now trying to act super decent. Listen, you came to the club.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm always saying, Mugs, you're my spirit animal. You know, I promise. I'm always saying, Jaya Guba, guys. Like, I did it. Guba.
Make a sound.
Hey?
Make a sound. Woof woof. So.
Oh, sorry. No, animals are different.
Woof woof.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, Dre.
But yeah, you know, it can just.
It's okay.
Dog,
no, shut. Anyway.
Anyway.
You know.
So, you know, when it comes to whether you came to, listen, if the club scene is your scene,
mm-hmm.
go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let loosen up. Don't let, and then, you know, you got all these people saying, hi, my guys, I'm on a, you sit
nice.
Down.
Well, we didn't, I'm always saying, people who are always, why are you in the club?
Why are you in the club?
Because if you're in the club, banditi, afterwards to only be taking pictures of me talking about, yeah, she danced with Ningi, then she went home with Ningi. Bruh. Like, why did you go to the club?
What were you here for?
You know what I'm saying?
You came to drink.
So
mind your business. Just, you know, I've been invited by my cousin to Brazil, mm-hmm. and I'm going. I am going. It's like, I just want to go. I've been to Chinese clubs as well. It was lots of karaoke, and I was like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
You know, it was the one that we're taking.
Wait, so like, majority of their clubs is karaoke.
No, they love karaoke. It's like a culture. It's ridiculous.
It's like, it's not okay.
It's to them, it's like, yeah, that's.
I'm going to
do some karaoke.
I'm going to put makeup for fucking karaoke.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Which ones, though? It's, besides Centurion.
Centurion, there's chef tickets, barbecue, and
but these are bougie places.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Yeah, I feel like with Zimbabwe that doesn't work. Like,
leave us alone. Karaoke is fun. I tried it. It was absolutely horrendous.
What song was this? What song did you sing?
I tried to sing All My Life by Casey and Joe.
Oh shit! Can you just give us a
drag? Yeah, because we'll get voice.
All my life. I pray for someone like
how you. Drunk we are. But you know what drunk make us in? Why these Chinese are having karaoke on the tape? Because my nigga, I'm parada, because that doesn't make sense if you're sober.
Yeah, you'll be sloshed. Yeah. You know, it's a culture actually for after business meetings.
You get sloshed. And then you sing it out.
Can you sing
You're close to me like my mother. If you ask me to say, you're close to me like my mother. It's better. It's better if I sing it. I sound like I'm dying.
Trying to put your radio voice to you. Get out of here.
And for you, this song. Oh, my. You see,
guys, like, I would. No, I can't do this Chinese club. Oh, I haven't got there yet, but I'm not doing it.
Oh, gosh.
It's over.
But yeah, you know. So.
That's true.
You know that book that they have in Centurion? Mm-hmm. Like, I picked one of the results.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I
want
to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he's
like, I don't have
to talk. Like, you have someone from the 80s, but you don't have, like, what? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
You have it in your book. Like, if you didn't have it, if I just.
Mm, yeah. Why are you putting it in your book then?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think with this topic, it's more of how society looks at
so hypocritical
at the girl, even in the club. Mm-hmm. Really, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
The whole theme that Albert centered around was proper money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very not tolerant of whatever. And I think everybody. Up and trying to tell me otherwise. And so he sends me that video in the morning because I hadn't taken time to watch it. I was like, I'm talking about, and then I listened to it, and he's talking about, I'm your father, I'm trying to protect you, stuff up in my name, stuff up in my name, you know, there's a lot that's happening, and you know, I know, my rhetoric to this is going to try, like, I'm trying to justify or whatever, but to be honest, the reason why it's not safe for a lot of girls in the club, in the streets, after dark, is not because of us.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
It's because of the guy. Like, I want us to change the conversation and be like, "Shut up, one woman, money, run it." Leave her, the fuck alone.
Exactly, like, that's so true. That is so, I mean, my mom was always saying, and I'm just like.
You know, back in the days when we had, like, when I stayed with my folks, we had the neighborhood watch. When the girls got off the combi and they were walking and, you know, using the dark routes and stuff like that, the unsafe routes, mm-hmm. the guys who were part of that would actually accompany them home.
Mm-hmm.
If we could have men just being gentlemen, just okay, just
but that's the thing now. Inini already, now what happens now is if that happens, it's either this guy is gonna try and mack on you, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not trying to have that type of conversation.
You know what?
So just, because just as a girl,
conversation anyway.
Huh? No, but like, no, but what I'm trying to say is like, it's so difficult as a girl these days, like for me, like to like entertain a guy when I'm walking in a dark alley or whatever. Mm-hmm. Even if he does have good intentions, because like what we're saying, like things are so random now. Like literally a guy can act as if he's so genuine, the next minute, like, he's ripping off your dress. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's come to a point where, like, a lot of girls are very scared now to, like, even entertain or open up like that to someone. Right, even gonna
agenda pakona. Get a taser, sweetie. Get a taser. But, you know, do not hesitate. Do not, I repeat, do not hesitate.
Taser.
Huh? Oh, yeah, lots of them. Taser. Taser until he can't walk. Taser. In fact, until he can't breathe. Okay, I'm joking.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's the same difference. So I'm saying, like when my mom is always saying usikune joke, I'm like, mom, you do realize that I can do the things that you think I'll probably do at night during the day. The things that could happen to me during the night can still happen to me during the day. Like I get what you're coming from, but like it's not that deep.
Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, with regards to what time you're walking, maybe it's like, I don't know, midnight. So I'm out there looking for a ratchet, and I see you. I'm probably thinking, hey,
you know what I mean?
There she is. Like,
but if she say no, she say no, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I mean, I don't know. Wait, I'm not saying it's right, right? But I'm just saying you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You're in the right place, but you have the wrong mindset. That's not my fault.
I'm in the right place because I'm looking for a ratchet.
But listen to your mind. Listen to what you're looking for. Listen to your mindset. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, I came out looking for a ratchet, right?
But did she flash?
Then you're right there in that spot.
Did she flash?
Did she flash her
all ratchets flash, and you know they just like looking
so
all sexy.
So if you just see an opposite sex to you, it's automatic ratchet, even though you left the house.
No, okay, I'm just saying, if you say no, then with me it's cool. But I know there's some men out there, you know. Yeah, but please be afraid, because The world is dark out there. The world is dark. So
we would like to give a wanted a notice for Louis.
Cousin
Louis. He is wanted in connection with all kinds of violations upon
particularly women.
Do not walk at night because you will be prowling.
For ratchets.
We consider him armed and dangerous.
Yeah, I got one weapon. Yeah, true. Dangerous.
That was your cue to leave.
Man, you know that one time when she told you, is that all you got? Come on, man.
when a girl asks, I'm always saying, if a girl asks you during sex, what's wrong? What are you doing? Just know. Stop. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Okay, guys. I'm coming up here. Doing what I do like I'm doing for TV.
So. Naco music.
Feeling kind of slow, but fine.
Yeah, so the lounge, this is the time where you get to shine, Moxie.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
King of Moxie, okay, your highness. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into a little bit about why you're called the Moxinator. So why did you become a DJ?
It was an accident.
Oh, what?
I'm joking.
Okay, so my mentor was like, yeah, you know, got me out to do some voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
That time I was still in tertiary training and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, you know, you should try voiceovers and stuff like that. And he got me to do it. And I was like, yeah, great. Got a great voice. So we need to get you on radio now.
But that'll take time. So I was about 24 then. Then an opportunity, you know, when Star FM opened up, you know, that's when I got my opportunity and I auditioned and they were like, cool me and everything. So I became part of the family. So ever since then, I've been a DJ.
So before Star FM, you were not...
I did some TV with the national broadcaster. I was there for a while. I was you know, those guys who used to say, coming up next, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I was one of those guys. Continuity presenter. Yeah.
So, wait, it's not, is it something you saw yourself doing? Is it something you were interested in? Like, or it was just NG?
You know, a little bit of both. I mean, I was like, hey, I could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try it. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this is great.
Like, I like it. Right here. He's like, stop it, I like it. Stop it, I like it. Wait, so where did Moxinator come from, the name?
Well, my full name.
Too much American pie.
Wait. Is there Moxinator? I've watched that movie.
Stifler, man. No, hold on.
Shermanator.
Okay.
No, actually, it came from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Actually, yeah, that's where it came from. Because my name is Shingai Mokina.
Mm.
So my brother's nickname was Mox.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a family nickname.
Okay.
So when I got it, it was like, oh, you're Mox. Okay, great. Yeah, you're his little brother. So yeah, let's do it. Right.
Okay.
So,
but what did you study?
Aviation.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you still interested in aviation?
Oh, yeah, cool with me.
Are you still interested in aviation?
Yeah, I still am.
I'm like still in aviation next year.
Mm-hmm. You're starting next year?
Yeah, next year.
Go for it. It's lovely, man.
Yeah, he's a DJ now, Jesse. Just letting you know, he's a DJ now.
After 50 hours of flight, then...
50 hours. What plane are you using?
No, I'm starting next year. Guthrie High School.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Yeah, all right. So. Guthrie is good.
Yeah. Oh, so you know the guy?
Yeah, Charles Prince. Yeah.
Good. This is Mox's time. Go away.
It's your time to shine. Sit down.
Nay. Like, because of that, we'll never let you shine.
Come on. No, we were.
You just woke up. Oh, my God.
We were vibing.
Nay. Tokwa pana domburara. Okay. Has any... has any of the, okay, I actually can't read this, but do you have, okay, what do you perceive to be the way of digital and Zim?
We're okay.
Sorry, I can't read that properly. I can't see the handwriting. Oh, okay. It's future.
Social media taking over?
Social media is going to be very big, but We're far behind. We're so far behind. And I think we still got the village mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know that there's a bigger world out there. And that's our greatest undoing. Mm-hmm. There's so many people, I see them, you know, yeah, I'm the man, you know, my company's big here. Mm-hmm. Dude, relax, here's a strong prescription of chill pill. You're just a giant in a land of dwarves. All right,
damn.
Relax.
Imagine's got giant in the land of dwarves. So, that's strong.
So yeah, there's really nothing special going on, but digital will take over. In fact, it's going to take over the world. This is going to be the biggest thing ever.
In ways, I just feel like all the people know is social media.
I think it's going to come to a time where, the people who have been. I mean, there are lots of people I know who are outside the country who are into IT and they're in that digital space and they're, you know, they will come introduce some things and we will begin to move ahead because we're smart people. There's so many things we were behind on and we're catching up pretty okay. So,
but are the corporates even ready for this? I feel like the corporates are not ready.
No, they're not. And when it'll come to a time where they'll be like, yo, listen, you want to be CEO? What you got? What you know about the digital space? What can you do for us?
But do you know what the funny thing is about?
Yeah.
You will hire someone and say, oh, it's just social media. I'm getting
mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that digital is not just Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
It's more than that.
It's way more than that. And the other thing is, you actually don't know what you're looking for mm-hmm. within that space.
Mm-hmm.
So as as an employer, you're actually not equipped to look for this person. And when you try and look at your organization, how it's structured and all of that, you are actually not in a position to hire that person because you don't know where they fit in to the whole scheme of things, to your whole workflow, to your whole process flow, to your whole production. You are very, very much...
And there's so much red tape across departments and stuff like that. There's no integration. Yeah. We've seen it, witnessed it, and you can't say much to a client. You can't say much to an organization. But that dinosaur mentality will fade out because if you don't shape up, it's going to fall apart and many people are going to take the lead because it's going to be ridiculous. I mean, I feel that there'll come a time when, like, you know how when digital billboards came on board and everyone's like, hey, what's that? Mm-hmm. It's going to be the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, is your billboard like digital? No, you want to put that one, that vinyl? No, we ain't playing with that right now. I need big boy business. Yeah, I need some digital stuff. You know, it's going there.
But at the same time, don't you also think, as much as we have that village mentality, do you think we're pushing enough as the creatives in that digital industry?
I think right now we don't have enough capital.
Capital.
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many smart young people that I come across, some of them self-taught, really brilliant minds.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you, I'm saving $1,000+ to get this machine. Because once I get this machine, I'll be able to do this.
Dead.
And you look at them and like, man, this is the future right there.
That's true.
So I think we are pushing in. We have young people who will become superstars in that realm, but it's only a matter of capital. And I'm happy that certain corporates, you look at your Ethernet Wireless and stuff like that, they're all starting to come up. They're woke to it. Mm-hmm. Look at what they did with iFlix. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally people don't understand. It could be game over.
That's true.
You're not woke. You still want to digitalize now? Stay woke. Stay woke. Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to get home here, the combi, they have so many free bundles for you to just watch. And you would see the combi, everybody's on their phone like this, but you want to go.
Yeah.
And I had my aunt, who the only thing she knows how to do on a smartphone is WhatsApp, tell me, this is how you're not going to go. And that's when I realized this is actually
Yeah.
But I think, you know, for us, the first step towards that, it has to do mostly with the production of data calls. Because it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The same dollar that you use to buy a loaf of bread is the same one that will get you. How many megabytes now?
250.
250 meg, yeah.
250, the ones that expire, the ones that don't expire, it's about 100, 111. How much can you actually do with 100 megabytes?
Yeah.
So I guess costings will come into that, but I guess it also has to do with the regulatory authority. They have to come in, and because the more we can afford data, the more citizens can afford. It's a game of volumes, really. The more citizens can afford,
the more companies can sell, the more
innovation.
Okay, so has any of the fame affected you? First of all, do you think you're famous? Or do you think fame is considered the same in Zimbabwe the way it is elsewhere? Wow. I know I asked you like 3 questions.
Yeah. Just, okay, which one do we start with?
Just answer them all. Like,
okay, let's go with the first one.
You said, has fame affected you? Like, has your fame affected you? Then I asked you, do you think you're famous?
In a way, I think it because, and especially I will say, because of social media.
Okay.
Because that's been, I mean, back then, you know, you could get away with being like your face not being known until you get an endorsement and everyone's like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then in this situation, like, people just know you from Instagram. Like, you said follow me on Instagram. There we go. Oh, that's you right there. You know, so like today I was trying to cut in on something. I was just trying to avoid this fuel queue and try to go out of my way because I managed to fill my tank earlier. So I was trying to, you know, and I had to kind of like, you know, kind of, and then someone just said, you are Mox, you're not your dance like hell. And I was like, what the hell?
Like, that wasn't the intention.
I suck in my seat. I was like, I'm sorry, man. All
but right. Do you think, like, fame and Zim, like, would you say it's safe? It's like, Because I feel like sometimes, you know how that side, it's, you're famous mostly because paparazzi's on you, Shukrudar. And I feel like in Zimbabwe, your paparazzi are the people that actually follow you.
Yeah, they are. And actually, that makes it even, I guess it makes it even more special. For me, I don't consider them, I don't try to treat fans like fans. Like, that's why we got Moxica. We're family. And I like to consider them as friends because the fact that you actually followed me.
That's true.
And paid attention to
my life. They're the people that then make you make it,
exactly,
really.
Exactly. So I think someone has bought into your brand. I'm not per se saying, oh, don't worry, I'm for sale. But, you know, I'm just saying you've bought into my brand. You've bought into what I'm doing, whatever it is. You allowed me into your space.
So are you saying it's affected you positively or negatively or
I'd
both?
I'd say positively. I wouldn't say negatively at all.
Okay.
No.
What advice do you have for upcoming individuals in your
field? Upcoming individuals. Hey, just grind. Grind like crazy.
Grind how? Because I feel like, it, especially in your industry, like, you grind how? Because I feel like it's one thing to say grind and actually then, because I feel like a lot of us, like you know, people in this radio podcast, whatever, like, it's always, then, okay, where do I go next? Like, what am I pushing towards to? Like, how am I grinding in the DJ radio industry?
Okay, go out, meet clients. Something I really need to work on. I'm always tired, man. They work me like a watch, yo. Riding me like Seabiscuit. In fact, like that horse that won the Grand Challenge.
Oh my God.
Rock the Nation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Riding me like Rock the Nation. Yeah, you know, go out there, meet clients, meet people, do things, do photo shoots, just for the just. I mean, you do have that friend with a camera who's got some white background to do nothing with, and you just do
make
stuff.
The most of it.
You know, you got that friend, that designer. You know, get you know. First, you don't have the money, and then you get synergies of people who can help you, and you know, just always like plan every day to do something. Knock on doors, and you know, you just have to work and
network yourself, basically.
Network yourself and knock on doors, look for the opportunity. You know, in life, always understand. And I remember one of my mentors always told me this: the worst you can get is a no.
That's
the worst thing that can happen to
that's
you. You got this big proposal, you're trying to do this, you got this project, you got this idea. The worst you can get is a no. So go out there, just fuck up pressure, everything. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Just until you don't have to introduce yourself.
No, that's
not
true.
Until something happens. Because what could happen is, you know, you could get a raw deal.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
So we're
going to
play a game with you.
Okay, cool.
You just need to.
I love
games. You clearly love, like, you set up in this chain, like, yeah, I'm raid.
Do you know that song by Tank? When we.
Fuck!
What the hell's wrong with you? No, what? I sing the song. Anyway.
That's the song, though!
Next question, damn it!
Nah, don't do it,
gosh, you people. Hi, that's not even what I say.
Wow, I can't believe you're actually throwing
Whoever's
that at me right now.
Listen, you're listening to this
he
podcast
said it.
Right now.
He said it and I said
say
it for
nothing.
Him.
I didn't say nothing. It's the best day to barbecue.
Yes, it's fuck, guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
What really happened? Sorry. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
You don't drink cocktails.
Don't say that whole women excuse, please. What? I'm tired of that.
If the love of your life was a cocktail,
what would it be?
If the love of my life was a cocktail.
Mm-hmm. So choose a cocktail that describes the love of your life.
Malawi, Shanti. Wait, lemon and gin? What?
What is love, Mox?
Strawberry
daiquiri. Oh, come on, pick one.
I don't think I'm a cocktail guy.
Okay, just name mixtures you'd put in one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, just whiskey.
No, you.
Let's play with the whiskey a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then put some ice. Oh, damn.
You put a bit.
Thanks, Marish.
Eh, whiskey on the rocks. You're done, aren't you?
Ah, guys. There's nothing we can do. You can't put...
Wow, I'm so disappointed, Mox. I am so disappointed.
Put a chaser. They took so many years to put it, to take the sugar out. Now you put the sugar back. What the hell?
Silly.
Okay, you have 5 words. Tell us about your perfect routine.
5 words, not sentences.
5 words.
Words.
Party.
Mm-hmm.
Gym. Like gym, party. Gig. Yeah, money. Gig or two.
Okay.
Friends, family.
You meet the love of your life in the club. What
is she doing? She's the DJ.
Don't lie.
I'm telling you.
Really? I thought you were going to say she's twerking, because I know you twerk nation.
No, she's like, she's
DJing. Hey, if you listen to his show, this makes sense. Twerking. So don't be looking like I'm shady, Dre.
She's DJing and twerking. Like,
okay, she be on the disc like...
She's DJing in a bikini.
What a wow.
There's a pole.
And they were like, look at those fingers crashing back there.
Then I'll be like, oh.
Shit.
All right. Would you rather
party with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Nigga, please.
Like.
I think Rihanna's just been all over the place. I would want B. I think she's a challenge.
She's a tiger,
yeah.
You think Rihanna's not a chat? You know what? I feel like a lot of people, you know, would say Rihanna everything, but I feel like people don't realize Rihanna is a challenge. But anyway,
She's a fun girl. She's already fun, so she's gonna party with everyone and be like, stand there, and then she'll be like, ah, how are you doing? B is gonna be very exclusive. She's gonna be seated in VIP, looking super pretty, and trying to be all that in a bag of chips. And then say, prowl, you know, come in for the kill, walking nice and slowly, like, yeah. Girl, what's up? I'm good. What you doing?
You're in the process of being Moxie.
No problem.
Yes! Yes,
that's... Oh.
Okay. Whiskey gives us water.
Our whiskey takes the cup. Cider, I'm sorry.
Rum versus gin.
Gin. I'm sorry. Beer.
Lager.
Huh?
Lager.
Lager.
So we're playing a game with Spock from Richard.
Oh!
What was the Spock?
Do you know why he's laughing? I think it's because I feel like all the names popped out in order you hit. We just doubt him.
No, actually, I just created a sentence from that entire thing.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's hear it.
I can't say it.
What?
I can't say it. It's too much.
It's not too much. You can say anything.
Girl, you gotta get married to be killed.
Mox, you are such a dirty child.
Guys, I didn't even say anything.
You don't have to. The fact that you're not saying it, you say it so much.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, you said the names. Do I have any candidates that can be thrown at me? Megan Good is already on the list. Thank you very much.
To marry.
Hey, winner.
You're still going to answer the question. You know what I mean?
So now, Nathan, what is...
Silly, who are you going to fuck? I'm not going to let you off the hook.
Sonia Lathan.
Who's that?
Sonia Lathan.
What does she do? All right, I'll Google. It's okay. Kill who?
One more time. J-Lo.
Why?
She's got no talent whatsoever.
What do you mean?
She's got no talent.
She's a good actor. For singing, what? Maybe we can agree, but she's a really good actor. She's a good actor. I feel like she's a better actor than she's a singer. Don't look at me like that. He's gonna be like, "Are you for real?"
Every movie that was created in which she acted in, she was literally, we need J Lo on this so she can endorse this show. She can, you know, get her followers.
She's
on.
A good actor. I don't think so. You're just hating.
J Lo is the worst.
Guys, thank you so much. I'm hurt.
Goodbye, J Lo.
Where can people find you on social
media? At DJ MOX Zim, at The Moxinator on Twitter and on Facebook. And soon we'll have moxinator.co.zw up in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
and I'm the Queen Dre, the Queen Dre everywhere, THAQWRNDREY. Get into our DMs, The Hangover ZW on Twitter and The Hangover Zim. On Instagram.
It's your girl, Lala. The best you've never had. It's Lala Matronisa. One word on Instagram. DM me. Yes, let us know what's up and what you want us to talk about. It's your show, Capital 263. Free to say it. Free to do it. Bye. Love you. Stay safe. What do you want to say, Louis? He's there. He's done.
Don't let Louis find you.
Cousin Louis. Everyone's cousin. Done. Bam. Ta-da. And now.
Capital 263.